today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we are so happy to be with you. Today we're going to speak about the message of Qadir. What date is today? Thursday. We'll listen to this episode, 17th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. One of the clear blessings for today. Let's listen to Chapter 5, verse 55, and then its important point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innama waliyukumullahu wa rasuluhu wallazina amanu allazina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata wa hum raki'un.
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His Messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Islam is the religion of both association and disassociation, that is attraction and repulsion, polarization. In the previous verses of this chapter, chapter 5 of the Holy Quran, the Jews and the Christians were prohibited to be chosen as masters. Here in this verse, the commandments is that we take to follow Allah, the Messenger, and Ali as our masters. The essence of mastership of Allah, the Messenger, and Hazrat Ali is the same, and it is essentially one in nature as well as in effect.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi, alhamdulillahi alladhi, ja'alana min al-mutamassikina.
For today, knowing a little more about the message of Qadir. Qadir is the blessing from Allah. Allah says, "And as for the favor of your Lord reported," chapter 93, verse 11. Celebrating Eid al-Qadir is one of the ways to publicly announce the great blessing from Allah. It is also a way to help broadcast the message to those who may have not heard of it. Actually, it's our duty to ensure that the event of Qadir is alive and continue to live today. With all that said, let us not forget the Eid al-Qadir holds many lessons and implications. It is not just an announcement of a name, it is the announcement of a foundation. It is the guarantee to the survival of Islam. It is the distinction between believers and disbelievers. It is the line between winners and losers in this life and the hereafter. And it is so much more, of course.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Ghadir Khum. The famous historian of Islam, Abu Ja'far Tabari, has collected the authorities and channels of this hadith in two big volumes. Throughout the passage of history, this hadith has been the greatest authority about the precedence of Imam Ali alayhi salam over all other companions of the Prophet. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, himself argued on its basis in the consultative meeting which was held after the death of the second caliph, as well as during the caliphate of Uthman and his own caliphate. Besides the commander of the faithful, many other distinguished personalities amongst the Muslims have always relied on this hadith in reply to the opponents and deniers of the rights of Ali alayhi salam. The event of Ghadir enjoys so much importance that, as quoted by numerous exegetes and traditionalists, verses of the Holy Quran have been revealed in connection with the event of that day. So this day is usually appreciated by different Muslims all around the world, specifically the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. And for this, people try to commemorate that important day, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet that if you do not send the message, your message has not been sent. If you do not do what you have been ordered, it means that you have not yet perfected the message. And we see that right after this appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor and Imam of the Islamic nation, Allah sends Archangel Jibril and informs the Holy Prophet that today we have perfected your religion and our favor on you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Let's learn more about the acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined. He would not treat all his opponents the same. Imam Ali alayhi salam did not behave in the same way towards all of his opponents and enemies. He did not use the same method for all of them. He differentiated between different individuals. Imam Ali alayhi salam stood firm against the faithless Khawarij. Of course, he stood up against their deviations. He stood against Muawiyah as well. When they put the Holy Quran on their spears, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, said, "By Allah, this is a trick and deception. They do not believe in the Holy Quran." And when Khawarij confronted him with their reliance on the outward aspects of religion, they recited the Holy Quran in a plaintive and sad tone in front of the commander of the faithful, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. Hazrat stood up against them. This is today's special and greatest Eid of Allah, Eid al-Ghadir. Today, if some people in the world of Islam refer to the Holy Quran and if they took at the regulations that exist in the Holy Quran about worshipping the truth about one's lifestyle and the orientation that those nations who worship the truth adopt, it will not be possible in any way that they reach a conclusion other than the imamate of the commander of the faithful and what follows this imamate. This is our claim and we can prove it completely. If anyone in the world of Islam including intellectuals, thinkers, philosophers, and those who have had other beliefs since the first day, chooses the Quran, Quranic values, and Quranic regulations for the life of human societies as the main standard, they will not reach any conclusion except that a person like Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, should rule over Islamic societies. This is the path. The path is the path of Imamate. This was related to Qadir.
Dharar was one of the great companions of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. After the death and martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, Dharar went to the city of Damascus and he visited Muawiyah, the one who fought Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam for many years. Muawiyah told Dharar, please explain to me who Imam Ali was. Ya Dharar, sifli Aliyan. Give me a glimpse, a picture of Imam Ali. Dharar told him, no, I can't. It's very difficult for me. Please excuse me from doing this. He said, no, I'm ordering you and I force you to explain to me Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. Then Dharar begins to explain our leader and our master Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He says, كان والله بعيد المدى. He had a very long vision. He was a visionary leader. Unlike Muawiyah, who was submerged in his desires, who only would think of this world and how he would satisfy himself, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib would look ahead of him. He had a very long-term vision. كان والله بعيد المدى شديد القوى. He had a very strong determination, a very strong revolution. يتفجر العلم من جوانبه. Knowledge would explode from around him, from all of his sides. It's an Arabic expression to say that he was full of knowledge. وَتَنْطُقُ الْحِكْمَةُ عَنْ لِسَانِهِ. And wisdom would flow from his tongue. Then he begins to explain the Imam. He says, كَانَ يَسْتَوْحِشُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَزَهْرَتِهَا. During the middle of the day, when everyone was busy going after their own life, running their own businesses, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam would not be comfortable. وَيَسْتَأْنِسُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَوَحْشَتِهِ أَوْ وَظُلْمَتِهِ. However, when the night would come and everyone would go to sleep, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, that was his most joyous time. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam would find comfort in the middle of the night, because he had more privacy to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to supplicate to the Almighty God, to offer his du'as and munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I think we choose one of the interesting topics in Islamic world, and that is about Qadir. So let's continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, Allah bless all of you and fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.